Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
You know, we get this stupid-ass question every year, like, do y'all fight? And it's because we're the only female duo in the category. The guys don't get asked that. But
of course not.
I'm like, why? Yeah, why would we still be in a duo together if we fought all the time? Like, no, we are like-minded and we are respectful and we love each other. Like, and there was an interview where it's like, oh, well, you stay in it for the money. I'm like, we were in it together. We are broke as hell. So
where's
that
money? Where is it?
Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome back to Country Heat Weekly. I'm Amber Anderson, and this episode drops on the first day of Hanukkah.
It does. And I'm Kelly Sutton, and we wish all of you 8 nights filled with light and love and peace for all of those who celebrate.
And music.
That's right.
Of course.
Of course.
Although country Hanukkah music is a bit tougher to find.
But we do have a song.
We do. We do. We always love shining the spotlight on the song Inflatable Menorah by our friend Mia Byrne, who also performs the Country Heat Weekly theme song.
It's so funny. You have to listen to it. Very good. Okay, so for all of you counting down the days until Christmas, we have a Christmas album from Maddie and Tay to keep you company. It's called We Need Christmas. Now, this was actually released last year as a 6-song EP, but now they've added 3 more tunes. So I think officially now it's an album.
I'm calling it an album.
Okay.
That's what I'm calling it. But the ladies will be here shortly to talk about their favorite Christmas tunes and traditions, which will take on even more meaning this year since they are both mothers now.
Oh, I hope they bring the babies. I mean, we really should have asked them to. Just know from here on out, all dogs, all babies, always welcome on this podcast.
Yes, cats, miniature horses, whatever you would like to bring.
Sure,
we'll take it all. But before we get into the news of the week, I followed along with your Instagram adventures to the Big Apple.
Yes.
Ugh. This was last weekend. So how did you like New York City at Christmas time?
It was amazing. Absolutely beautiful. Loved everything about it. We love going to New York anyway. But this time was really special because we got to do 2 days in the city. And then we were baking with my favorite charity, Baking Memories for Kids. My friend Frank Squio started this years ago. He bakes these cookies over a weekend and then sells them, and all of the proceeds go to send sick kids to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, all of the theme parks, completely paid for. They get an entire vacation for their whole family. And a lot of these kids are facing some really, really difficult roads. Some of them have terminal illnesses, and he brings light and love into their family for at least a week out of the year. He sent 290 families.
Wow.
So far. So we got to go bake the cookies, and we did 200,000 cookies in 2 days.
That's so many cookies.
It was incredible. It's a volunteer effort. 100 people, you get thrown into the mix. It looks like Lucy and Ethel, you know, the whole like streamlined process. Yeah. So yeah, if you're interested and you want to know more, it's bakingmemoriesforkids.com. He's just an incredible person. And it was so much fun. So I'm glad that we got to do that at the holidays.
How special. And I know that your daughter loved being in New York because she loves New York.
She sure does. It was really good.
I love that. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will find out what else besides cookies has been cooking in country music.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Wondery.
Okay, as 2022 wraps up, what is on the dream board for 2023?
New album. And one thing that I'm always dreaming of, it's always been my biggest goal in what I do, is it's one day a member at the Grand Ole Opry. I feel like that's when I'll say, you've made it, Scotty. Like you've arrived. So I'm going to keep working for it. But that's, if you're going to have a dream board, that would be at the top of the list.
Merry Christmas to Scotty McCreery. This is so cool. Well, he's apparently been a very good boy because Santa finally brought him his long-awaited Opry membership invitation via Garth Brooks.
Open. No, you don't want to open it.
Don't open?
No, not till Christmas. Watch out, I got a card in there that I hand signed myself. Don't open it, not till Christmas. No, seriously.
I'll do whatever Garth Brooks says.
No. Because the gift inside isn't here yet.
Oh,
that's right. Tonight is merely an invitation. Couldn't help but notice that you said 10 years ago you were 16 and your one-year-old's back here and he says he's past his bedtime. You're past your bedtime too.
I don't think I'm sleeping tonight, Garth.
No, man, on behalf of the Grand Ole Opry, and this is a Christmas present to the Grand Ole Opry, we would love for Scotty McCreery to be the newest member of the club.
We are so excited for him. Absolutely thrilled. And let the record reflect that Kelly and I are darn good secret keepers.
Unlike a certain podcast guest who shall remain nameless, who told us a few weeks back this was going to happen.
To be fair, I think the assumption was that you already knew because you work for the Opry.
Right. There are international spy secrets that are not as closely guarded as Opry invitations. I had no clue, but when it was dropped, I pretended like I knew exactly what was going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We are stoked for Scotty.
We are very happy for you, Scotty.
Love this for him. So listen, y'all. This is just another example of how good we are at manifesting around here.
That's so very true. And we are not done yet. We chatted with several people about what they were putting on their dream boards for 2024. Here's what we need to get to work on, starting with Jelly Roll.
I want to have a number one album. I used to be afraid to say stuff like this.
Don't be afraid.
You know, but I'm learning to dream bigger and be bold. I want a number one album next year.
All right, we're speaking
it. It's eluded me.
He did just get another number one song.
That's right.
His duet with Lainey Wilson topped the Billboard Country Airplay chart this week. Next stop, the Grammys.
Oh, so good. Okay, light the dolly candle. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We've also got some things that we need to manifest for Kelsey Ballerini, Ashley McBride, and Luke Bryan, who already has a full 2024 calendar.
We start off, obviously, with Crash by Playa in January, And Peyton and I are doing some a series called It's All Country. See, I've got a tour planned, and through even mid-May, we're taping Idol and doing that. So,
a lot
of stuff. I mean, we've got. I've been in the studio recording, working on stuff, but just kind of still building an album, and hopefully, we'll get an album out probably next year too.
Vision board for 2024.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I haven't even had time to think about this. I now have a pond, and I'm so excited because I grew up in the sticks, and I want to know everything about how to have a really healthy pond. And, okay, so vision board, by the end of the year, I'd like to have horses again. I haven't had horses since I was in high school.
New music for sure. I want to do something out of my comfort zone. So something outside of music, whether it be work on another book of poetry, try film. There's something, I want to just keep dabbling in other things to kind of see what inspires me.
I feel like there is nothing stopping Kelsey Ballerini right now. I mean, she also just dropped the music video for her latest release, How Do I Do This? And it is stunning. I feel like acting might be her next move.
Maybe a little Outer Banks cameo?
Would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. I'll take that. Okay, I think I put together a list of country Christmas TV shows happening.
Okay.
But you're going to have to help me out and make sure that I am not missing anything.
Okay. I know Christmas at the Opry is airing tonight on NBC. That's hosted by Wynonna. It includes performances by Trace Adkins, Lauren Elena, and our bestie Breland. Mitchell Timpani and his wife Megan Patrick are also there, and Mickey Guyton.
Love that. That's right. That will be available to stream starting tomorrow on Peacock. Mm-hmm. And Mickey is also hosting the National Christmas Tree Lighting that airs December 15th on CBS. And that's already happened in real life.
Right.
So we'll get the scoop on that from Maddie and Tay when they arrive.
Other performers include Darren Criss, whom I love, 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 Dionne Warwick, and Joe Walsh of the Eagles. But before that happens, we've got CMA Country Christmas on the 14th.
Amy Grant and Trisha Yearwood are hosting. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Possibly because Jordan Davis is performing?
Possibly. But also Warren Treaty, Lainey Wilson, Ashley McBride.
So many of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that one is going to air on ABC here in the U.S., but it's also going to be available to country music fans all over the world. You can go to cmachristmas.com and click on how to watch.
And it will stream on demand starting the 15th on both Hulu and Disney Plus.
Okay, speaking of streaming, your Amazon Music app has a complete soundtrack for your holiday season. There are playlists for country Christmas, holiday pop, Christmas instrumentals for your dinner parties.
Merry Mix is a great party soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love this. There's a playlist called Christmas Past.
Oh.
Yes. That's full of classics and Christmas Present for new holiday releases.
And the Best of 2023 playlist have dropped as well. Our boy Bailey Zimmerman is on the cover of the Best of 2023 country playlist.
Okay, with all the commotion that I'm hearing in the hallway, it tells me that Maddie and Tay are most likely in the house. So let's take a quick break and okay. Move all of our gear to the living room. We'll be right back with Maddie and Tay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Maddie and Tay are here to help us usher in the season, everybody. Welcome to the Country Heat House.
Hello.
Hi. We're so happy. It's beautiful in here.
It is.
I am so excited. You know
love
how
it?
Much we love y'all. And
we love
a podcast because, you know, we never shut up. Really more me. I'm the one that
we
really
have to put
thrives.
A hard time limit on this because I know we could just go for hours.
Yes,
and hours.
We
should.
Yes, we
can.
Absolutely.
So we're
yeah.
gonna we'll let you know, and they're yelling in our ear like, "Come
okay.
on, let's go."
Okay. Yeah.
Between
cool.
the four of us, we oh. know how this can go. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, what we need to start doing is
strapping.
Like, okay, yes, we need to do the podcast, but we need like a hang, maybe
please?
Before or after.
Let's do
so
that.
So we can get all of our girl chat, you know, because it's just not enough time.
100%.
Yeah. Let's you know? Let's do that.
Okay.
We're putting that on the books. So we're gonna jump right in here.
Yes.
So last year, you guys gave us the 6-song EP, We Need Christmas. And this year, you've added 3 additional songs, which
yes.
we are so excited about. But before we dig into that, let's talk about what Christmas was like for you guys growing up.
Yes.
You know, you in Texas, you in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any favorite traditions? Maybe something that you're carrying into, you know, your new family lives?
Yeah.
Christmas was magical growing up.
Same.
I have 2 older brothers, and my parents were very, like, they wanted us to feel that magic on Christmas morning. So they would have us, all 3 kids, sleep in the same room. And then at the bottom of the stairs, they would put, like, a sheet in front of. So when we walked down the stairs, we would pull back the sheet, and then all the presents would be there. It's really
That's
cool.
So
it was
magic.
So sweet.
That's cute.
For me, it was also magical. My parents did a great job of making it like so magical. They would do like the big Santa thing and everything, but they weren't big like tradition people. So I would say like my husband is like, I'm literally convinced that he is Santa and like somehow goes to the North Pole and comes back. He is Clark Griswold times 100. But we've got a lot of traditions. We pick out a nutcracker every year and name him like something ridiculous. And then we read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas every Christmas, like on Christmas Eve. And another random one is we eat Chinese food. I don't know. Is that normal?
Mm-hmm. After you saw A Christmas Story and the turkey got destroyed, they went out for Chinese. Yes. And I think that's kind of where that got started. Yes. Yeah.
So that's a tradition that his family started. So we're hosting his whole family this year. And I'm so excited because we love hosting and I love like wrapping presents. And so my sister-in-law was like, this is perfect because you're going to wrap all my kids' presents. I'm like, yes, it's like therapeutic for me. Yes. I think it's like the OCD in me that just like, I don't know. I just love like wrapping presents.
What's your wrapping theme this year?
My personal theme is like gingerbreads and candy canes.
Oh, cute.
That's cute.
Okay. Yeah. I love that.
I love a wrapping theme.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
Oh, yeah.
Is it bad? Yeah. I was like, I've never had a wrapping theme.
Oh, my gosh. Cheese is immaculate. Her wrapping is like pristine. Like, I'm trying to get to that level.
I'm not one of those people that, like, I need to use a certain amount of tape. Like, I'll tape that sucker up. I'll use the whole roll.
See, I'm the, like, one piece on each, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the OCD again.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Tay, what Christmas music was playing in your house growing up?
The Grinch was like my favorite movie, and the Where Are You Christmas song was like, I felt like I was Cindy Lou Who because everyone made fun of my nose when I was little.
Which I love her nose. So what? I'm like, what jerk?
Thank you. But it was, you know, being different back then was like, whoa. And so everyone make fun of my nose and call me Cindy Lou Who. And I wore that proudly. I was like, where are you?
Yes, girl. Sometimes I wish, like, you know, God, like, our story is so bizarre, like, how we met and all these, like, it's just, you know, totally God everywhere. But I wish that we were, like, raised in the same hometown and, like, went to the same school because we both got, like, bullied and made fun of a lot. And I'm like, if we would have had each other, we could have fought those bullies off. You know what I mean? Like,
well, who's got the last laugh now? Right.
Yeah.
Like, you found each other pretty quickly. How old were you when you met?
15. She was 15. I had just turned 16.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been best friends for almost half of our lives.
I would have never called you Maddie Marshmallow, and you would have never made fun of my nose.
I would have loved your nose.
So what were you guys listening to at Christmas time?
We listened to a lot of Elvis. A lot of Elvis Christmas was our thing. Yeah. Yeah. So like Blue Christmas was our jam. And yeah.
I love that. Very swanky.
Yeah. Very like jazzy.
Yeah.
Jazzy.
Where did the idea of doing the Christmas EP come from? Were you guys always kind of in the back of your minds thinking we're going to do some kind of Christmas project?
Always. Okay. It was 2020 and we were like,
we have the time.
We have nothing else to do, so we might as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's always been like on the dream board and we were like, you know what? We have the time. We can't really tour, so that kind of frees up our schedule. And so we were like, let's do it. And then we had fun writing for it. We wrote Merry Married Christmas with Josh, her husband. Yep. And they were newlyweds, like fresh once we wrote that. Both of us were. And then we wrote We Need Christmas with AJ Pruis. That's how you say his last
Pruis,
name,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, and a Christian artist named Matthew West. And
we love Matthew West!
I know, he's so wonderful. And he actually recorded a version of We Need Christmas too. So it's just really special. And we love this thing. We're probably going to make a Christmas record every year. Because
at this point, do we keep extending it or do we just start a whole nother project?
Just start a whole new one.
Either way, it's
volume
going down.
Volume 2, volume 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mariah, she's got like a, you know, I downloaded her like full project and it's like freaking 20 songs or something. It's like 21 or 22. Like, and it's like one CD and a second CD. So who knows? Yeah. We might just like work up to 21 and then do another one.
Yeah. So just do it.
I love the story that Brenda Lee tells. When she was 13, she did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, y'all. 13 years old.
Crazy. Wow.
Crazy.
That's
crazy.
But it was, I think they recorded it in the middle of the summer. And so when she walked in the studio, Owen Bradley had everything turned down. The air was super cold, had a Christmas tree up, had lights up in the middle of like June.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was it like when you guys were recording? Was it 6 months out? Was it cold outside? How did you make it feel Christmassy?
It was middle of the summer. Maddie was 8 months pregnant.
Oh yeah, I was hella pregnant when we were finished. Like some of the videos that we're like putting out for content, you see this big, I look like Saint Nick, okay? I'm like, I got that belly.
She laughed, her belly would jiggle.
so we were like, oh.
So that was our, that was
was our festive.
Oh yeah. So we recorded. So I delivered my son this year in September, and we finished up in August.
The
finishing touches on vocals for the three editions. And the crazy thing is, you know, Forrest was in my tummy when we were singing that, and so now if I sing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, he just like his eyes get so big because he heard that so much. And like even our music, like he just gets really quiet because I toured till I was 36 weeks pregnant, which I ain't doing that again, but we right. gotta do what you gotta do. And then yeah, I delivered him 3 weeks after tour ended. So
rock star.
It was yeah, but I would not recommend because yeah. it was not I don't think it was the best thing for sure.
And see, now when I'm gonna hear that song, I'm gonna think about your baby boy.
I know. And that's he just like precious. Gets these little kicky feet, and he loves White Christmas too. That's one of his favorites.
That is so sweet.
He loves those. I
love
know.
This. I have to go back because we dropped a name and I have to go back. But Matthew West.
Yeah. Yes.
Co-writing the title track with you. What was that like being in the studio with him and him being such an iconic name in the Christian world specifically? Mm-hmm. What was that like? What was that process like?
You know, we've only ever met him once, and it was at the Opry like a few months ago.
Yeah.
So whenever we wrote We Need Christmas, it was virtual. It was via Zoom because it was back in 2020 when we weren't writing. But just
In person. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And writing in person. But his energy is incredible. His love for Jesus is incredible. And it was just so fun. Like he loves Christmas just as much as we do. So it was a really easy write. And it was, I mean, We Need Christmas, I think, will always be like our favorite Christmas song we've ever written.
Oh, yeah. And we, like, one of our other dreams is to do a gospel record. So we're just speaking that out into the universe.
Do it.
Like, we
say
love
it.
To do I'm that talking, here. Like, gospel, like, freaking choirs and all that. And so I think Matthew West would be the perfect like collaborator on that project. So we're just manifesting that, you know, putting that out there. But his heart is so big and so pure, and it was just an honor to get to work with him.
We're just going to help you manifest that.
Uh-huh. Yes,
we do
please.
That a lot
these
here.
Guys.
Okay, you touched on it, but let's talk about Merry Married Christmas and the fact that you wrote this with Josh.
Yes.
So was that the idea going into it? Like, hey, let's pull Josh in, or were you working on something? How did that all come together?
You had this title.
I did. I had this Merry Married Christmas, and I was like, it might go over people's heads, but hopefully if we pronounce it, like the enunciation is good, then we'll pull it off. But we make Josh write with us like all the time. Like we're making him write. I mean, not make him, but I'm always like, he's my favorite. And not I'm not even biased because he's like basically my son's uncle, but like I love how he writes. He is he's one of the most versatile writers, I think.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yeah. And he was the perfect collaborator. And it was just like perfect timing too.
Yeah. We love writing with him because it doesn't take very long normally. It takes 2 to 3 hours, and then the rest of the time we just like hang out and catch up, and it's just so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably nice to have somebody that understands who you are as a band as well.
Yes.
And like the direction you're trying to go. And like, he's a part of the team.
Yeah.
So he like understands.
He knows us on like a soul level.
Yes.
Both of us.
And he always has, which is interesting. Maybe that's why I fell in love with him. But we met through writing.
You did? I was going to ask, how did you guys meet?
Yeah. So we actually met a really long time ago on radio tour, but just in passing. Mm-hmm. And then we wrote together like a month after both of us had ended our respective relationships, like long-term
it's like a
relationships.
Movie because they were in separate relationships whenever they met. And then when they met again, they were single, freshly single.
And we were like, dang, you fine, but I don't want to get into a relationship.
But they're both like, screw love. Love sucks. We hate relationships.
So
I saw it happen. We wrote this song called, what was it called? Was it Petty?
Petty.
We wrote this song. It will probably never see the light of day, but it's a really cool like girl anthem song.
We sort of had an understanding that we were just going to be makeout buddies, and you know how that goes. Like,
I knew.
No,
I was like,
we fell really hard, really fast.
Like, I see the writing
he's
on the wall.
So into you, and she's like, no, he's not. I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so obvious.
Well, speaking of love, this is the first Christmas that you're both experiencing as parents.
Yes, it's so magical.
That has to be. I mean, first walking through this like period of life. This stage of life together has to be so exciting.
We want to model that. No, you can be a badass mom and be a badass boss. Like we're doing it. I mean, we got a lot of concealer on and we're tired, but we're doing it, you know, and it's possible. And you don't have to choose your dream or your dream of having a family. And I feel like there are women in our genre, like Loretta and Carrie, like so many women that have modeled that for us. But it has been a blessing to have each other, because I have called her in tears many a times. I wish that I could have been there for you in the trenches, because you just don't know till
you don't
know
until you know. That's right.
But next baby for her, I'm like, I got you, girl. I got all the things.
Okay, so what is Layton into right now? What is she like playing with?
Yeah.
You said she's singing a little?
She's singing a lot, y'all.
She's making up songs.
She's making up her own songs.
What was the one she did yesterday?
Most recent one is Christmas.
Chocolate, yummy.
Chocolates are yummy. Pizza is yummy. And then she sings Christmas tree all day. Girl, she's crazy.
It's almost like her parents are songwriters.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. But this morning, we were singing Jingle Bells, like on repeat. And her part is the hay. Like, okay. I point to her and she's like, hey, and then, you know,
she's just sweet. The best. I know we love, like, right now, because we're not touring till like early spring, we're getting to spend more time like as our little like chosen family unit.
And what is Forrest loving right now?
Snuggles and milk, a lot of milk. He loves when I sing to him. He loves when I scare him. Like if I go boo, he loves that. It's so weird. He loves bath time.
Okay, so you guys just performed at the National Christmas Tree Lighting.
Yes.
Tell us all about
that. It was bizarre.
It still kind of feels like a fever dream. Like it happened.
Joe Walsh is like our new BFF.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
Does like, he still live here?
No.
No, they used to live here. Okay. His wife was telling us, but they quickly moved somewhere else.
He's really funny.
Oh my gosh. And it was so nerve-wracking because... So first off with the performance, we'll get like that stuff out of the way, but we'll tell you the cool stuff.
Okay.
But we performed Holly Jolly Christmas and we closed the show, which was insane.
We didn't even know we were performing till 2 days
before.
Prior.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Oh yeah. So we got to meet the president, which is like an honor.
We got to tour the White House and decorated for Christmas.
They were getting us drunk on champagne at the White House.
Yeah.
There was like a champagne guy, like assigned to all these people. And you'd like take one little sip and you'd be like, more champagne? I'm like, no, I'm going to be wasted. Yes. So I feel like maybe the Bidens are like, hey, get them a little loose and having fun before they meet us, you know?
That's great.
I know. So fun. It was so fun.
What did you say to the president?
I just said, hi, Mr. President. Well, first I shook Dr. Biden's hand.
Yes,
because like woman to woman, I like to
There you go. Mm-hmm. Like it.
And he said, all he said was, hi, I'm Jill's husband.
It was kind of sweet. It was really funny.
It was like the quickest interaction. And so we just like took our picture and boom. And it was like, but Mr. Walsh is like literally our new BFF. We talked the entire time and he actually wanted to meet us because I was too scared. I'm like, freaking Joe Walsh of the Eagles. Oh, hi, I'm Maddie. No, hell no. I'm not going to bother this man.
Gosh.
He's like over
gosh.
There just like practicing guitars if he needs to practice. And
so cool.
If he needs to practice.
Yeah, I'm like, you are one of the greatest of all time, but okay.
And what did he tell you? Tell us all the stories.
Oh my gosh.
He gave us some good business advice.
He did. Tell us what.
He said, if you go into your meetings and they're trying to give you trouble, just go.
Literally, go. And walk out. And his wife goes, I'm not kidding. When he has these big meetings with Live Nation and like his team and he thinks the ideas suck, he just goes and walks out till they bring him a better plan. And I was like, I don't know if we can. And I was like, can I take you to our meeting next?
Right.
You know, like, and he's like, I'll be there and I'll tell, you know, he calls them the suits.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, the suits. Well, you know, and then he also had, I asked
dying
him
right now.
This was so beautiful. Like I still need to journal it, but I said, Mr. Walsh, you know, did you ever play clubs? Like, you were in the Eagles, so probably not. He's like, oh, yeah, we played the clubs. And he said, but, you know, it gets kind of sad the bigger the venue gets. And I was like, why? Isn't that, like, what you want? And he's like, yeah, you know, the bigger the stage, the further your band is. And he's like, you know, emotionally, physically, everything.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, even if your venue gets bigger, don't, you know, like, don't let the distance affect you.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know, that was just so profound. Like, but then he also said, like, you know, you are the visionaries. He's like, there's going to be people that tell you your vision is wrong or to not trust your gut or not, you know, and he's telling us all this and we're just soaking it up like sponges. And he's like, you trust your gut and you make the art that you love, that the people that love you love, and just give it hell. And I was like,
God.
Okay, you, he had you ready to like run through all
that.
Amazing.
Yes.
Ultimate hype man.
Oh, he's just magical human.
And for everybody who is watching and listening, you can actually see all of it December 15th. It's going to be on CBS. Mickey Guyton is hosting.
Yes. Oh, yes. Which we didn't know that until we got there. Yeah. And she rocked she it as great. Always. She's
she
one
always
of our good
does. Friends. Yes. She's so cool under pressure.
Yeah. She's I know. Great. Yeah.
Truly.
We've had so much good country representation on all of these like big all genre.
Yes. Yeah.
Like Christmas events. Like, yes. I love this so much. What is on the dream board for this next year?
Ooh. I want you to have another baby.
I would love to have another baby.
Yeah.
So y'all sprinkle some baby dust my way.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So much.
I got you. Yeah.
New music. Lots of new music.
New album. Lots of touring. We're
new tour,
probably
yeah.
going to do about 70 dates next year.
Wow. Okay.
With the family, like the whole shebang.
And we really want to dive into charity, that charity world. I mean, we've always sort of done things here and there, but we kind of want to start our own something, maybe a foundation. Nothing's yeah. even in the plans yet, but we're just dreaming.
That's
big
on the
over
dream
here.
Board. Yeah. And then we are actually going to start writing a book.
Yeah.
So, ooh. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to start that process next year.
Maybe even start a podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
I know.
We can tell you a lot about that.
I know. Please. We need to know all the things.
Can we be guests?
Are you kidding? Yes. Absolutely. I feel like y'all should like launch it with us, you know?
So fun. Be right there beside
yeah,
you.
Yeah. We need to like do some studying on y'all's show so we, you know, are prepared. But yeah. All so right. We've got big dreams and fun things coming up for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we always wrap up with a round of burning questions.
Oh, I'm so sad. It's over.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
I love these.
Okay, first up, when do you start listening to Christmas music, Maddie?
July.
November.
Yeah.
When is it socially acceptable to decorate for Christmas?
November 1st.
Agreed, November 1st.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, that's so hard. The Holiday. It's my all-time favorite.
Oh, it's so good.
It gives me the fuzzies.
Four Christmases.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's you guys just listed second. My top two.
Yes.
I want
they're
you to know.
Really good Christmas
Soul
movies.
Sister Babe. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love it. Uh-huh.
Marshmallows in your hot chocolate, yes or no?
Yes. Big mellows. Maddie Marshmallow.
I wondered if you had trauma from that.
I should have said the Grinch, honestly.
I kind of did, but it was fine, you know.
And then what is the last thing you bought on Amazon?
No, it was last night. I was in the middle of feeding at like 2 a.m.
Wait, yeah,
I
get same. Myself.
Oh, this is random, but I bought my sister-in-law is pregnant and she's having her baby in March. And so I'm putting together all the like party favors and stuff. So I got these and her baby's name is going to be Daisy, a baby girl. And so we're doing all Daisy theme. And I bought these cute little cups for prizes.
Cute.
So
that's cute.
It was like Christmas goodie bags.
Mm,
yeah. Because okay. I'm making Christmas bags for all the moms on the antepartum floor at the hospital. Because we
spent, the NICU families. Isn't that
we
awesome?
We spent Christmas in the hospital 2 years ago. And I'll never forget, I was gifted like a little goodie bag from a mom that was there previously. And I was like, I'm going to do this every year.
Yeah.
And I love it. It brings me so much joy.
We have to give you a shout out because if you guys are still Christmas shopping, you mm-hmm. guys have lots of great stocking stuffers
yes,
on your website.
We
like beanies,
do.
Hot cocoa, ornaments for the tree.
Reese actually has our, she has our We Need Christmas hoodie.
Yes.
That's right.
I have the merch. I helped with the merch.
Yes, you
last
did.
Year. Was it last year or was yes. it year before?
It was I think
last
it was
year.
Last year.
It was
yeah.
last year.
Mm-hmm. We've got so. Candles. We've got this We Need Christmas sugar cookie candle. It smells amazing. I won't let my husband burn it because it smells so good and it's like sentimental, but it comes with the cutest jar of matches. We've got like our We Need Christmas mugs, which I use like every day. I use that even like during the summer. But we've got some really, really cute stuff on there for yep. sure.
So check it out.
And a green vinyl. Oh my gosh, it's
we love
magical.
The green vinyl.
It's a green vinyl, baby. Yes. Oh, so special.
So you guys can go get all of that at MaddieandTay.com.
We yes. love you guys.
We love you.
Thank you, Maddie.
So much fun.
Merry
Thank you.
Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas. And next week, the Christmas party kicks into full gear. Legitimately, because John Party is going to be here.
Okay, tell him that we love him.
Yeah. We will.
Yes, his Christmas album, Merry Christmas from John Party, is out now. We've got a lot to talk to him about, so really excited about that. It is Presley's first Christmas, so that'll be really, really
gosh.
Fun to talk to him about.
Oh my, I feel like we should give y'all a question to ask John. You know how they've
yes.
been like doing that, where like all the artists? My question is, what traditions is he starting with Presley? I hope it's something real redneck. That's what I'm expecting. Like, I'm going to go, like,
do some donuts in the mud with my baby, you know, like something like that, you know.
It's probably going to happen. Go, yeah, like, for sure. That's probably going to happen.
Yeah, go shoot guns with my baby in a stroller, you know, something real crazy like that.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll make sure and we'll ask from you.
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now, everybody, you have to find and follow Country Heat Weekly so you can listen to that and listen for the question from Maddie and Tay when we're talking to John Party. Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, guys.
You filthy animals.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, where twice a week I speak to meditation teachers, top research scientists, and even the odd celebrity about how to do life better. And on a recent episode, I spoke to the huge global pop star Dua Lipa about how she does her own life. What are the non-negotiable practices and principles for her? We talked about everything from radical optimism to her work ethic to her incredibly packed schedule and how she fits in things like meditation. The episode is incredible and actually quite practical, especially when it comes to creativity. Follow 10% Happier on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to this episode everywhere on May 10th, or you can listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.